Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show. What's going on, everyone?
Howdy.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. It's our second crack at this week. Whoa, how good? That's all right. We're here. We're doing it again. You get that on the big jobs.
Sucks to suck.
Yeah, so we're just super rehearsed, I guess. Been a big week. Mark, it's been a big week. Big week at work. Busy.
Blown through this week.
Hasn't it? Yeah.
I said the same thing last week, though. I was like, got to Friday, and I was like, fuck, it's Friday. I was like, where the fucking week go? And the same thing this week. I'm like, shit, it's Thursday. Like, tomorrow's Friday again. Where the fuck did the week go?
Just off it goes. Yeah, so... But it's been a great couple of weeks. There's been some fucking awesome music come out. There's been some killer games coming out. So I'm in a good fucking mood. Been fun. Been a good week. Been busy, but it's been good.
I'm in a better mood than when we recorded this episode originally, so.
That's good. That's a good start.
I'm in a fucking filthy mood.
I can see you're in a better mood. You got a lot more sleep last night, didn't you, from what you were telling me? Well, you tried anyway.
Yeah. No, I got a lot more sleep than I normally would. I still wake up tired, though. Fuck
you. Yeah. One of these things takes a while to get used to.
Yeah, my body was like, well, you've had your 4 hours, better wake up. And I like looked at the clock and it was 1:30 in the morning. I was like, fuck. No.
And not happening.
Still got 2 hours to go. Come on. And I woke up completely rat shit. So that was
And now, you know, you're starting to go to bed early, trying to get some more sleep. And now some new games are coming out and we're not going to fucking go to bed tonight. So it's just, that's just going out the window. You're only at day two.
I've been going to bed reasonably well this whole week, to be honest. Like, not super late. I think there might have been one night there where I stayed up, but for the most part, I've been a good
day. It's good. That's good. Eating all your broccoli. Oh, broccoli or broccoli? You say broccoli? Yeah.
Broccoli. I've never heard anyone say broccoli.
You haven't heard anyone say broccoli?
Surprised they don't say it down here. Everything's fucking fancy. It's dance, plants.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question and can you answer it, please? Oi, cunt, give me the fucking answer. Do you want this plant and do you want to go on a dance?
Sounds like Queensland. Making me feel right at home here.
Yeah. Oh, it feels like such a bogan sometimes when they talk like that around me, because it's just like, oh, I'm just waiting for an answer, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm just waiting to hear back from old mate.
I'm just going down to the survey. It's my favourite. Survey.
Just going down to the survey to grab a pie and a coke.
Sauce roll.
Yeah. Bit of dead horse on it.
Bit of dead horse. Fucking hell. For our overseas listeners. Wait, what the fuck? Dead horse. We refer to tomato sauce with ketchup for a lot of people as well. Ketchup.
What the fuck's that shit?
We refer to tomato sauce as dead horse. It's very Australian slang way of saying tomato sauce. Anyway.
Colloquial term.
Anyway, it's always dead horse. Forever will be dead horse to me. Yeah, anyway. So. But look, I like mustard. Fuck off. Go fuck off. Fuck with mustard. I love mustard. Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
I love that term too, fuck with.
Fuck with. Yeah, yeah, fuck with.
Yeah. I'd fuck with that. It's just like, yeah.
It's good. So, vein smashing once human this past week.
Have we?
Oh. Yeah. Just a little bit. I'm addicted. I've got a problem. Yeah, and I'm
only, got an episode on this podcast that you should probably go back and pay attention to.
And I'm only 12 hours in. I'm in some serious trouble. Yeah, anyway, great game. Thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying it. And now I'm spending all my time while I'm at work thinking about what I'm going to do when I get home and play Once Human. And now Swarm's coming out, which is a new game mode on League of Legends. And we're about to find out what that's like. So I'm excited.
All right, Big Kev.
What do you mean?
Oh, you'd be too young.
Big Kev.
You remember Big Kev ads?
What were they for?
Like Crazy Clarks and Silly Sollies and shit.
Oh, maybe. I was probably very young, I think.
I'm Big Kevin. I'm excited.
Yes. I think that's going way, way, way back. Stone Age.
Oh. Jesus.
That's brutal. Anyway.
That's fucking brutal.
This week.
You've got to watch that shit too.
What's that?
Metalocalypse.
You've sent me some of that.
Yeah, I know, but you've got to watch the actual series. Whole thing. Like, it's yeah, because like Nathan Explosion, the lead singer, says that shit all the time. He's like, "Oh, that's fucking brutal."
That's great. Well, this week we're talking about anxiety, as we mentioned we would last week. When we initially spoke about it, when we recorded the episode, so recording for the second time, we had lots to speak about in terms of anxiety. There's actually a lot more to it than I thought. We spoke about how it's kind of shunted, you know. You used a great word today, and I can't even think of that word. But you were very educated when you messaged me today and said that we should make it an actual topic. I can't think of the word, but it was very well done. I was very impressed with your level of education.
Topic? I only came up with two topics.
One of them was around.
Romanticizing.
That's the word. Look at you using the big words. Yeah, so last week we talked about how anxiety is quite romanticized. But that's mental health in general. But especially anxiety, I feel like that's, you know, quite an easy one. You know, to sort of be shoved to the side, pushed to the side, like, get over it. It's nothing. It's just in your head. You know, all those good ones that I know we've been told before. I can see it triggers you every time I say it.
Well, at this point in the video, when we recorded it, this was when I would go on a huge fucking rant.
Yeah, you did.
About people saying about it's all in your head. And I'm not in the mood to go into a rant.
No.
But, you know, long story short, just to readdress it, we fucking know. We know it's in our head, okay? And if we could do something about it, we'd do it. We'd change. But we can't because our brains don't work the same as yours. Our chemical balances aren't the same as yours. It doesn't work. We know it's in our head. Fuck off. Stop saying it.
Oh, that's brutal as shit.
It went a lot longer than that, and it was a lot more well thought out.
Yes.
I even put my serious voice on for that. But this time I was just, you know, fuck you. Stop fucking saying it. No one wants to hear it.
You were quite irritated, which is one of the effects anxiety can have on your mind. So, yeah, anxiety, normal to feel anxious sometimes. It's how we respond to feeling threatened or under pressure, as the mental health org explains it. And it is cold. It's very cold. You need a jumper. I've already got a jumper on. You're gonna fuck with our color scheme. So
I'm getting a black one too.
Yeah. When I first hopped on, this week I didn't change my colours. You know, if you're listening on Spotify, if you go and look at the YouTube video, I've got some neon lights going on in my room at the moment. I usually have them set to green for the podcast, but I left them at pink and purple and red today, and it matched Christian's shirt as we hopped on. So it was just a big kawinky dink. I love that word. Yeah.
Fuck jinx.
Kawinky dink. That's a great word. That's a great word. So anxiety, not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes it can help us stay alert, help us be aware of some risks. So he's brought out the hoodies on.
Yeah.
The infamous Star Wars hoodie has made a return. Return of the hoodie.
Attack of the Woody. Couldn't get the fucking
yeah,
thing on.
Yeah, the Phantom Woody. The Woody strikes. Woody rises. Woody strikes back. Can you tell we like Star Wars?
I fucking love Star Wars.
moving on. So, anyway, anxiety. Yeah, like it's. I was reading something I didn't pick up last time we did this. This is something I read on healthdirect.gov. Anxiety disorders affect 1 in 4 Australians at some stage in their life. There's lots of different anxiety disorders as well. So there's lots of different types. Just to rattle off a few, you've got generalized anxiety disorder, excessive, uncontrollable worry about everyday issues. I said issues. I can't believe I just said that. My old man says issues. He does it on purpose, like just as a bit of a, I don't know. Anyway, now it's stuck. Anyway, issues such as health, work, finances, social phobia, social anxiety disorder, and that's a big one. That's probably quite a common one too. Having a social anxiety disorder. I hope so. It's a social anxiety disorder. That one's a tricky one. You know, people try to avoid social situations, the fear of being embarrassed or rejected. Yeah, I've been there before. You got panic disorders as well. You know, regular panic attacks, which can be awful. We spoke about that when we initially recorded, how terrible panic attacks are, how awful they are.
I fucking hate panic
attacks. And you just can't escape them. You know, it's really hard to realize that you're in a panic attack and work yourself through it.
until it's too late.
Well, that's exactly right. So, it's been a while since my last one. Thank goodness for that.
My name's Caleb, and it's been 38 days since my last panic attack. Hi, Caleb.
Hi. So there's lots of different types of anxiety. We can also, I'm not going to open the can of worms, but, you know, there's OCD as well, obsessive compulsive disorder, and PTSD as well, which comes under the anxiety bracket.
You know what shits me to tears now that you mentioned OCD? Hmm. Actually, like with most mental health illnesses,
dismissiveness. Yes,
people are like, "Oh, you've got OCD." Hmm. I don't have OCD. I don't think I do. Anyway, people are like, "Oh, I think everyone's a little bit OCD." I refuse to hang out clothing with different colored pegs.
Fair enough.
Each article of clothing has to have the same colored pegs to the point that they have to be the same color and the same level of faded.
Okay.
Can't be different levels of like degradation. Yeah, it's got to be matching pegs on each article of clothing.
Right.
Otherwise, I'll get quite fucking annoyed about it. But I'm not going to turn around to someone with OCD and say, "Oh, I think everyone's got a little bit of OCD." It's like, no, I'm just fucking weird. And it's like, oh, you're not gonna... I think everyone's on the, a little bit on the spectrum. It's like, no, you fucking, it's not the same thing. If you're a little bit weird, doesn't mean you're fucking
you. You're not going to break out into a panic attack if I go and change all the pegs on your clothes horse. You're just going to get a little bit frustrated with me and probably deck me in the head.
It's pretty close. it's close. My old man used to do it to me.
Really?
And it's fucking close. Oh, shit. But yes, I would lay you the fuck out if you went through and purposely changed the pegs on me.
You bet that's the first thing I'm fucking doing when I come to South Australia. Fuck around and find out.
Going home with a black eye. you're warned. Like, everyone's heard the warning. So if we record an episode and Caleb's got a black eye, then you know what happened. You fucked around and found out.
Oh, shit. Good saying. So, symptoms. I've briefly mentioned some. I've talked about a few. But, yeah, anxiety can affect your mind and your physical as well. So, it's affecting your mind. Feeling dread, feeling the worst. Difficulty concentrating. I have that anyway. Feeling detached from yourself and the world around you. I do that anyway. Shit. Maybe I have anxiety. anyway, move past that. Physical restlessness, you know, feeling dizzy, lightheaded, shortness of breath, nausea, feeling sick, sweating, sleep problems, and panic attacks, which we've...
A loss of appetite?
No, that's a good one. Loss of appetite. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, really good one. So, anxiety, I think I said last time we recorded this in terms of like when you look at the solutions or, you know, getting help for anxiety, and I say solution very loosely, there's...
I had the wrong light on.
My face was looking all wrong. A bit weird. As I was reading on the Mental Health Organization, They kind of split up into three kind of categories. You can go speak with your GP, your general practitioner. Oh, that's right. We had that awesome chat about how important it is to have a regular GP. I recently found one. I recently went to Med for Men over in Ashgrove, living in Brisbane area. Fantastic clinic. It's called Med for Men. It spells it out pretty much what they focus on. And I think it's a really great way to get men who sometimes may not feel like going into, you know, a doctor's clinic to go and get something checked out. We said how important it is. Go get your nuts checked.
I just remembered what I spoke about last time. It was like, you know, flopping it out in front of my doctor. Like, yo.
they get to see every inch of you.
Literal inch in your case.
That's been too kind. So important to have a common or a regular doctor, really important to have. So yes, so you can speak to your GP if you think that you're having some of these anxiety symptoms, and you can potentially talk them through a few different things, or they'll talk you through a few different things. There's self-help resources, which we talk about all the time on the podcast. They're endless. There's heaps and heaps of self-help resources that you can go and do. Just small changes around the, you know, in your lifestyle. And sometimes even those small changes can go a really long way. Something as simple as just getting an extra hour of sleep each night, you'll be surprised at how much of a difference it makes. Hey, Christian. And then you've got talking therapy. So talking with a therapist, it can also be a way of working through some anxiety issues.
Talking to your
mates. And talking to your mates is probably an even better one, to be honest.
I think so. Like, this is like one of those circumstances where anxiety doesn't necessarily always need to be dealt with by a medical professional, depending on how bad you cop it. Like, you know, you should be able to tell yourself whether you think you can manage it or not. If you're having full-blown panic attacks all the time and they're debilitating as shit, then yeah, go see someone. Yeah. But if you're just experiencing like situational anxiety over something, then sometimes just talking to your mates about it or someone that's, you know, involved or has an understanding of the situation, then that might be all you need.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Exactly. Then it kind of half comes under the self-help resources as well. You know, eat well, your physical health, stay active, stay away from cigarettes, alcohol, get more sleep, listen to podcasts, lifestyle podcasts, listen to mental health podcasts, different things like that. That'll all help. And then the other...
Any good
podcasts? No, I don't know. Any other good podcasts? Just this one. And the other sort of thing, or the other path with anxiety, is there are different medications as well that can be prescribed.
I went into meds
as well. Yeah, we did. And we talked about how meds are quite, you know, they can throw you around. They really can. A lot of different imbalances. Yeah, and it takes a while to get used to the type of medication. Even if you're going up or down in the dosage, can throw you around entirely as well. So that's quite a big kettle of fish, and that's obviously something you talk to your GP about and talk through those sort of steps. But I don't really have too much experience with it, just an outsider's view on it. I can't say I've actually been prescribed those type of medications for anxiety before, but I've seen how it's thrown some people around, some people close to me and friends and family, and yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah, I'm on antidepressants and fucking sucks ass. I hate it.
Yeah, loss of appetite.
A bit of everything. Really. Everyone cops it differently. Some people have gone on it and been like, oh, I didn't even, you know, didn't get any side effects. Other people have gone on it and like, I wanted to fucking kill myself. I starved myself. I didn't eat. I didn't sleep. I felt sick. It's like, yeah, cool.
Yeah. Tick. Yeah, so there's a few different things or a few different paths you can go down to help combat anxiety. But like, as that statistic said, you know, 1 in 4 Australians will experience it sometime in their lifetime. And so it's common, very common, which is kind of upsetting at how pushed to the side it is as well sometimes, you know. Or the other thing that really shits me off is people can sometimes be quick to say, oh, you got anxiety, and just overdiagnose the shit out of it, you know, or just hop on that bandwagon, you know, when potentially it may not be that bad and there's a lot of other ways to work around it. So, yeah, keeping your stress down. We did a whole episode on stress. Was that last week? Can't even remember now. It was like a lifetime ago.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so keeping your stress down, yeah, different those sort of things will help. And you got to find those triggers, like figure out what it is that is causing your anxiety. Where are those moments where you're getting anxious? How can you avoid those moments? That sort of thing, you know. I get anxious doing different shit at work. I
get anxious over everything.
That's right. Lost train of thought.
Choo choo. Choo 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 choo. Good song. Yeah, no, I get anxious over fucking everything. Mm. Like new situations, changes in routines.
Oh, yeah,
like
anything. That kills me.
It just wrecks me.
Yeah.
Heart rate goes through the roof, get fucking freaked out that people are judging me, and
we are judging you.
It's spiral. Real.
Isn't it just? Yes, anyway, so that's all we really kind of touched on when we went. I'm trying to think of what else we kind of spoke about in terms of anxiety, but that's this kind of thing. If you feel like you're having these sort of symptoms that we've spoken about, you know, have a chat to your mates. If you feel like it's getting worse, go have a chat to your doctor, do some research on it. Like this, you know, we've got the internet, you know. Take a break. Take a break. Don't burn out, you know.
Yeah.
You know, give yourself a break. 10 minutes here and there goes a long way.
Have you done an episode on burnout?
Yes, kind of. I think that's where I wanted to go because, well, we're not going to, I don't think we're going to do it next week, but I had the idea of doing mental capacity and that'll probably tie into burnout a fair bit. So that's on its way. I'm not going to keep it a secret. We're going to do an episode on burnout and mental capacity and talking about that because I've got a fair bit to chat about when it comes to that. I've got a lot of experience. Personal experience with that sort of stuff.
Do a sick cunt, you burn out.
Do a burnout, you're dyslexic.
I used to do so many burnouts all the fucking time.
Yeah, but you're a hoon from North Queensland. It'd be.
I was such a hoon, like. You know, like the news would come on and they'd just be like talking about hoons and shit and I'm just like, yeah. Whatever. I used to love it. I fucking love it.
Yeah. It's, did you, you're Bundaberg, hey? Bundaberg's Bundaberg. There's no really outer inner of Bundaberg. It's just Bundaberg. Like there's no... It's just a big,
okay. Yeah, tell me more.
Hole in the ground. Well, I'm saying is, there's like, it's not. It's built up, but it's not like a. It's quite, you know, it's a suburbs and,
anyway,
and stuff.
Where are you going?
I'm
with
just
this?
Saying, like, being a hoon up there, yeah. It's not a. That's yeah. Not terrible. Like, it's, you know. It's different.
Yeah, except I was doing like figure eights in the main, like the center parks and the main street.
Well, then, yeah, that.
Around the fucking that's light
different.
Post.
That's
like,
different. Yeah. All right, fine. Yeah. Yeah. What do you want me to
say? Repeated donuts around the roundabout. Like,
what do you want me to say? You're a cool kid.
Was. Just got a soccer mum's car now.
How terrible is it when you got to upgrade to that other car? Like, my first car was a sports car when I was 17, 18. And then I think when I was 19, I had to go to my granny's car. That's what I call it. It's a Mazda 2. It's a hatchback.
What did you need to at 19?
My sports car broke. It needed an engine rebuild. I needed to pump like 10K into it. And I just did not want to do that.
Got a van.
I know. In hindsight, I would have loved to have gotten a van. My next car is going to be a bigger car. I'm thinking either a van, probably a van. I need a bigger car. Yeah. You know.
Like my CRV fits a lot of shit in it because you can fold the back seats down flat.
Yeah, okay.
It's like. You could fit like half your band's fucking gear in it.
Shit. You know, my first drum kit that I bought, I picked that up from the store in my MX-5, 2-seater, had the roof down, and I managed to fit it all in the back and on the front seat That's and impressive. On the floor and somehow get it back to the house without anything falling out. So, where there's a will, there's a way.
You just applied guy math to it.
Pretty much. Said like, I'm gonna make it fit.
Like the dimensions make this physically impossible. So no, it'll fit.
Yeah, I'll make it fit.
Fuck physics. I'm a guy.
It's like be a man. It's like good arrogance. Sometimes I can get you into trouble.
Yeah. 100%.
But, you know, that one time out of 10, it actually pays off. All right, let's hear a word from our sponsors and go chat about some music, eh?
The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show.
Fuck, I dropped my phone.
Welcome back to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Part of me wants to cut it because I hadn't started speaking yet. But that was pretty funny. Christian dropped his phone. Anyway, we've been speaking about anxiety and we smashed through it this week. A lot of good stuff on it. There's a lot of good information on it as well online, so go give it a shout out. I think last week too, I mentioned, I probably should have mentioned this a lot earlier in the podcast, but just another disclaimer, we are in no way professional mental health professionals. I don't know. We're not mental health professionals. Don't take our word as gospel. We're just having a gas bag. I love that saying too. Having a gas bag. Yeah.
I like when people are standing around talking and you hit them with the, I'm having a CWA meeting over here.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Especially when it's guys and they just fucking get CWA, like Country Women's Association,
yeah.
For people that don't know. So obviously, you know, all the ladies get together in the Country Women's Association. It'll be yarn about all the things that are going around. You see a couple of guys having a chat in the workplace, like, oh, CWA meeting, who's brought the scones?
Yeah, that boils some bloody water, doesn't it? Yeah, there's some good ones that you can use in the workplace. I loved the, it was in the open your eyes section when someone can't find something. I love that one. Really? No, that one's awesome. Someone's looking for something and you go and get it for them. Or you do it yourself and you go, huh, it was right in the open your eyes section. No, I don't fucking know.
No,
what about the, I know you like this one, the ID10T error.
What, gave that away?
I hit one of the guys.
Could you go down to the workshop and pick up the old 1D10T, please? Get down there. It's like, can you write it down for me?
I hit one of the guys at work with that today. He MDT had come back after like he was going to head out. He come back and I said, oh, what's going on? MDT not working. He goes, yeah, it's not working. And then he comes back through and he goes, oh, of course, as soon as I show it to the manager, like, starts working. And I go, oh, yeah, one of those ID10T errors, hey? And I just looked at me like, you fuckhead.
1D10T.
ID works.
No, it's 1D10T.
Yeah, I don't mind the ID, though, because it trips you up a bit. Shut up, fat boy. Hey, don't call me. No, I can't. I can't say, I can't say that. South Park, never mind. No, I can't go into that.
No.
I got to refrain from saying all those things from South Park.
It goes downhill so fast.
Yeah, it certainly does. Anyway, we're going to talk about music. There's been heaps coming out in the music world over the last couple of weeks. Thoroughly enjoying a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Eminem dropped his new album. Still need to go and finish the last five or six songs on that. It's awesome. 19 songs. What have you forgotten about it?
No, I just had fucking most amazing realization.
Mm-hmm. Yep, let us in. What?
No. The fucking soundtrack for Once Human.
Oh. Right. Okay, all right, everyone relax. Holy shit.
It just punched me in the head. I was just wait a fucking minute. I was like, we haven't spoken about
we
that.
Need to speak about that. That's right, because we had already recorded the episode before this was even a thing.
Oh my god.
I need to find that link.
Yeah, I sent you the picture, didn't I? Oops, sorry. Longer muted.
Top Reddit that comes up when you search like Once Human Music. Top Reddit.
Abyss Oracle.
Abyss Oracle. Is that the name? Is the radio station?
In game.
Yeah, once.
Oh, we should probably explain. We're talking about the sound. We've been playing Once Human and there's radio stations in game. Like, you know, if you play Grand Theft Auto or shit like that, you know what we're talking about. But there's radio stations and there's a station called Abyss Oracle. and it plays alternative music. Some songs, like. Either way, fucking slaps. Slaps way harder than it should. Was not expecting it. Turned the radio on. I was like, I wonder if there's like a metal kind of channel. And then fucking there it is. And I was just like, ooh, this is fucking hard. And then Caleb started playing the game and was like, fuck yeah, this hits real hard. Oh, sorry. How's he go? Oh, fuck yeah, this fucking slaps, eh?
Are you trying to impersonate me? He thinks he does a good job of impersonating me or trying to sound like me. I just think it's hilarious.
I know for a fact that I have impersonated you like perfectly at times because I've had other people listen to it and go, yeah, that's Caleb. Mm.
Oh. Right. Anyway. Yeah, great. Awesome music, especially on that radio station. I can't find any of the names of the tracks or the artist.
Jay
Ray. Hello. Like, never heard you before. And wow.
Kissing Candace is the other one.
Oh, yeah, Kissing Candace. Yes.
They got 6 tracks on that station, and 4 of them are by Jay Ray, and 2 of them are by Kissing Candace.
Yep.
And yeah, fuck me.
Yeah.
Like, we both agreed that we both love The Great Art of by Jay Ray.
That one's number one for me. Awesome. Yeah. Great song.
Just wasn't expecting it. Like, you know, you're just playing a game. You're like, oh, yeah, fucking, you know, shooting stuff and looting. And then you're just like, get your stank face on because this shit slaps.
Yeah, very well done. Very well done. Some great tracks, and it's awesome that those songs have been incorporated into a game. So, yeah, have a look at that. We might chuck that one up on the playlist.
That one by Jay Ray. Yeah.
Great song. Anyway, yes, Eminem dropped his new album, 19-track album. Goes for 1 hour and 4 minutes. I still haven't finished it, but wow, just brutal, honest. It's just good. There's just no other word for it. When the single Houdini came out, I was kind of thinking, hey, you know what? He's starting to sound like some of his older kind of stuff. And yeah, this album has not disappointed in the slightest. So go and check that out. I don't think I won't chuck any particular song on the playlist, but yeah, definitely go and check out the new album because it's fucking awesome. Last thing from me, I may as well finish myself off and then fuck. That's gonna be a clip. As soon as it came out of my mouth, fuck, I may as well finish what I'm talking about and then let you talk about some music.
You're a disgrace.
It's one word for it. All right, I'm good. My favorite band, Seether, released a new single, Judas Mind. Fucking awesome. Yeah. Really good song. Just incredible. Christian loves the shit out of it. He's had it on repeat since it came out. yeah, it's great. It's in 6/8. I love the production behind it. And yeah, it's done really, really well. I really like it. But I'm very biased. It's my favorite band. And they've got a new album coming out in September. So very, very, very excited about that. And Christian is going to hear an absolute earful about it for the next 2 months until it comes out. So lucky him. I'm not even sorry.
Don't care. I just disassociate the shit out of it.
Oh, well.
Just like, oh, yeah, Caleb messaged me.
Sucks to suck.
I was disassociating fucking hard when we recorded this episode.
The last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard. I was just out of it, and I'd come back in and go on a fucking tangent and come just fuck off again. good times.
This one's going so much more smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Probably because I'm coming out of my depression.
Yeah, probably because you got some sleep last night. Yeah, my mom can't tell me what to do.
You know my real dad, you can't tell me what to do. I fucking say that all the time. All the fucking time. Yeah,
I get it.
I don't care who you are. I hit one of the guys at work with it the other
day. Did you really?
He fucking said something to me and I was like, is your name Brian? He's like, what? I was like, is your name Brian? He's like, no. And I was like, well, then you're not my fucking dad, so shut up and stop telling me what to do.
That's great. Yeah, well done.
Not as good as my
No, not as your, my fat your burn today. That had me laughing. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I laughed so hard I missed my turn.
All I could think about was just like, and just people were like, damn. One of the bigger guys at work was like having a whinge about our washdown pad where we clean all the trucks and loaders, and he was like, oh, we used to have a washdown pad, but now it's covered in fat. And before, like, as soon as he finished saying it's covered in fat, I was like, well, fucking get off it then, cunt. And just like proceeded to walk away. Like it was just a drive by burn. It was just like on the way through, mid conversation, they're just like, oh, you almost got fat on it. I was like, well, get the fuck off it then, cunt.
Very well done.
It was just like, everyone's just like,
very well done.
Anyway, so my music for this
week. Talk about some music.
What I spoke about Arch Spire and Cattle Decapitation when we did this.
I think you did.
And I don't want to talk about them this. I did. I don't want to talk about them now. Uh-huh. Like, I will.
Oh, we'll get there eventually.
Like, another episode, yeah. Fucking love them.
Save it for a rainy day.
Absolutely love them. Mm. Yeah. But I'm going to talk about Beartooth because there's a good reason for it.
I mentioned it.
Because Kane reminded me. But, I resonate the shit out of Beartooth. The lyrics that, funnily enough, lead singer for Beartooth is called Caleb.
Good name.
So the lyrics that Caleb writes fucking hit home all the time. All the fucking time. Like, this dude has got some, had some serious mental health problems through his life. Like, you can tell. Like, I'm not saying it in a bad way, just like his experiences. Like, the songs that he writes, I'm just like, fuck, this cunt's singing about me.
It's not all about you.
So, but yeah, no, like there's so many songs of theirs that we could use in this podcast just for so many different topics. It's ridiculous. So if you're looking for a good band to listen to, Beartooth, and the song that I'm talking about today is The Past Is Dead. It's got nothing to do with this. I just really fucking like that song. It's got a really, really cool, catchy chorus and like the intro. I fucking love it. It's the first song I heard from them.
Oh, okay.
And reminded me like very strongly of like a heavier Fallout Boy. I love Fallout Boy, so if it come at me.
Do you?
I do, yeah. 100%. Love Fallout Boy. Do you?
I mean, take it or leave it.
What?
Yeah, just no.
They're geniuses.
Okay, is it I Don't Care? I think that's the name of the track. I used to listen to that a fair bit. Thanks for the memories. I've got bad memories with that song, so just
yeah, me too. Just, but I still listen to it.
I don't listen to that. Yeah, anyway. Fallout by Sleep Theory.
Yeah.
Probably talked about that.
Continue to talk about it too. Love that fucking song. Yeah. Come at me.
That's good.
I'm your number one fan.
No, good song. Look, I haven't listened to a lot of Beartooth other than some stuff you've shown me. And I brought it up today because I had a shuffle going on and one of their songs popped up. Don't remember what the name of the song was, but...
Was it the Melbourne Shuffle?
Thoroughly enjoyed it. No, it wasn't that. I would know it if I saw it. I'd
just see you do that.
The Melbourne Shuffle. Yeah, would you?
Yeah, I bet
you wouldn't.
Can you do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'd love to see me in a pit. I cry. It's scary. I try and run in the opposite direction because I just don't want any part of it. I haven't been to that many metal shows, but the ones that I have been to, I thoroughly enjoy them when everyone's standing there, music's going hard, and all of a sudden they go, righto, it's from the pit. I'm fucking out. I'm going the other fucking direction. I'm a little bitch.
Let's open up this fucking pit right now.
I don't want... That's me. I don't want any fucking part of it. I appreciate it and I think it's great. I just don't have any want or need to get trampled on by heifer sweaty bald guys. Just not what I'm about. So anyway, side note. Thoroughly enjoy watching them from a distance. But anyway. Anyway, that's it. That's all I've been listening to.
Yeah, just
I listened to Untouched by the Veronicas.
I feel like there's a video that I should play.
Yeah.
Feel like it'd get cut out because someone's a little bitch.
I did send Christian a funny video.
I sent Caleb a video of me singing Untouched by the Veronicas because you probably don't know, but I can do quite high girly voices when I put my mind to it. So I sung Veronica's Untouched pretty well. Pretty fucking well for a guy that sings metal. And then Caleb returned the favor and told me that if it ever sees a light of day, he will kill me. And I'm like, oh, I really fucking want to now.
I wasn't doing it. It was supposed to be funny, but I thought it was funny. Anyway, it was good.
I thought you did well.
Oh, yeah. It was all right, but No, good song. They're cool. I've seen them a few times. I don't know if we spoke about this last week.
I feel like we did.
It was last week. Yeah, we spoke about it. Guilty Pleasure. I think because one of your Guilty Pleasure songs, maybe.
Yeah, possibly.
But they're great. I've seen them live a heap of times.
Australia's national anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Untouched by the Veronicas. If you're not Australian, if you don't.
They went to school right around the corner from where I grew up. Wavell High. They're like 10 years or 15 years older than me.
Probably my age.
Yes, or even older. Yeah, because I was what early primary school, and they were pretty much finishing high school, I guess, and we're like, 18, 19.
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Oh, shit, they're even older than me.
Yep. Yeah. That's just,
So, Lisa, I'm not going to try to even pronounce her name, is 39.
Okay.
And Jessica, her sister, is also twins. Oh, they're twins. Fuck me, I'm gonna die here, aren't I? Testing ya, I knew that. Fuck.
That's like asking if the Pope is Catholic.
There's a bear shit in the woods.
That's my favourite one. There's a bear shit in the woods. Yes. Nah, look, fair enough. I was waiting for it because you said, she's 39. I'm going, so that means the other one's 39. I was waiting for it. And then I saw the penny drop. That's great. Anyway. Oh, well. Sorry. Look, you win some, you lose some. Yeah, that on the big jobs, it is what it is.
Fuck, they suck. Ruined your hat trick, fuck you. You were going for it, too.
I was.
Hit me with the fucking Holy Trinity. Favourite sayings.
Damn it, nearly got there, too. Oh, shit. All right. Well, look, that's all we have time for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our listeners for listening on Spotify and Amazon and all that stuff. Thanks for watching the YouTube. Go on the YouTube, subscribe. We publish a video each week with the podcast. And there's a few reels and stuff that are going up here, there, everywhere. Very spaced out. There's no real pattern to it. Not very consistent when it comes to our reel posting.
We've changed the thumbnails.
We have, yeah. I'm starting to do cool thumbnails. So go check out the YouTube if you haven't seen it for a little while. It's a little bit more appetizing, a little bit more interesting. The last one's hilarious.
Is that the one with the swapped around faces and
shit? Yeah, it's amazing. I got your eyes on my head and my eyes on your head, and it's just fantastic. Yes, next week we're going to have a chat about laughter and the importance of having a laugh, how it's good for your mental health. That's it. We're going to chat about that next week. So, excellent.
I never laugh. I'm serious all the fucking time.
You're the least serious person I've ever met. I've ever met in my life.
Yeah. And you know what?
That's not a bad thing.
I laugh at the most inappropriate fucking times. You know when you're getting in trouble, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, keep a serious face. And then you start to smoke. And they're like, you're smoking. You did it. My sisters used to fucking hit me with that shit all the time. They're like, keep a straight face and tell me if you did this.
Yeah, I'm terrible for it.
I didn't do it. And they're like, you're laughing. Yeah. You did it. And I'm like, I'll fucking kill you because I didn't do it, but I can't stop laughing.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time.
It's so bad for me.
I can't keep a straight face either. Terrible at it.
Anyway. I was like, why are you smirking? I was like, you got something to hide? I was like, no, I'm just fucking stupid.
I have issues. Yes.
Anyway, we're talking about laughing next week. Laughing.
Yes.
Maybe we should come. We should find like our favorite jokes.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've got one, but I can't say it. It's so fucking inappropriate. It's just dirty. It's just fucking dirty. It's not racist or anything like that. It's just fucking disgusting.
For my favourite jokes and dirty. Oh well. We'll see what we come up with. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. we'll see you next week. It's okay to not be okay.
Not weak to speak.
Bye.